VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia has cut off natural gas of tensions between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called the move a provocation by the Kremlin.
But it comes as no surprise that the Kremlin uses fossil fuels to try to blackmail us.
Polish Environment Minister Anna Moskwa said Poland had prepared for this situation. From the first day of the war, we have been delivering this message that we are ready for full independence from Russia's fossil fuels. Although less prepared, Bulgarian Energy Minister Alexander Nikolov is hopeful Bulgaria will manage with EU support. Bulgaria hopes that alternative routes and supplies will also be secured at EU level. I'm Karen Shamas.
The decision comes as Russia's own economy wilts under sweeping international sanctions and as Western countries ramp up arms shipments to help Ukraine fend off a new Russian assault in the east. A federal judge has halted preparations for the end of a U.S. asylum limit while the Biden administration defends its handling of the southern border. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A federal judge in Louisiana has ordered a two-week halt to the Biden administration's phasing out of Title 42 authority, which denies migrants a chance at asylum on the grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was on Capitol Hill Wednesday for two hearings where he faced blistering questions. In the House Homeland Security Committee, Mayorkas said,
"We will not lose operational control of the border."
But Representative Michael McCaul of Texas countered,
"I've never seen the border more broken."
The judge in Louisiana has scheduled another hearing on May 13th, which is 10 days before Title 42 is scheduled to fully end. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. Beijing closed some public spaces and stepped up checks at others on Thursday as the Chinese capital imposed another round of mass COVID-19 testing on most of its 22 million residents. Authorities locked down a number of residential compounds, office blocks, and a university after infections were found, while some schools, entertainment venues, and tourist sites have been closed. The city on Thursday reported 50 new infections from the previous day, up from 34 infections posted on Tuesday. Since April 22nd, Beijing has found over 160 cases, more than half in Xiaoyang, the city's most populous district, known for its nightlife, malls, and embassies. The city is trying to avoid a mass lockdown similar to the one imposed on the financial hub of Shanghai, where residents are experiencing critical shortages of food and medicines while they remain shut inside their homes. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station welcome four new crew members Thursday morning.
You see all smiles around as Jessica Watkins, Bob Hines, Samantha Christopher Reddy have ingressed and are hugging all their current crew members. And last one in, we see Commander of Dragon, Chell Lindgren, now entering into the International Space Station.
The new crew arrived at the orbital outpost 16 hours after a spectacular nighttime launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center early Wednesday morning. The four astronauts will spend the next 6 months conducting scientific experiments aboard the ISS. Jessica Watkins is making history as the first black woman to be part of a long-duration ISS crew. This is the fourth official crew sent to the ISS aboard a SpaceX capsule and the fifth overall since the United States resumed manned spaceflight. A two-man crew traveled to the station in May 2020 on a test flight of the company's Crew Dragon spacecraft. Repeating our top story, Russia has cut off natural gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria in an escalation of tensions between Russia and the West over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin recently issued a decree ordering state-owned gas export company Gazprom to suspend supplies in absence of payments in rubles. President Putin issued the decree to soften the impact of sanctions. For more on this story and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.
VOA 1.